First Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 1. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. And Rehiah the son of Shobal begot Jahath. Jahath begot Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were the sons of the father of Etam, Jezreel, Ismah, Idbash, and the name of their sister was Helelelponi. And Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Hushar. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naara. Naara bore him Ahuzam, Hepha, Temini, and Haharashtari. These were the sons of Naarah. The sons of Hela were Zareth, Zohar, Ethnan, and Koz begot Anub. Zobiba and the families of Ahahel, the sons of Horam. As with many genealogies in scripture, one wonders why they're there. And pronouncing the names is not always straightforward. And then in this particular genealogy, which is concerning the family of Judah, we stumble across something of a gem. Verse 9. Now Jabez was more honourable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Well, who is this character? Why am I speaking about him? Well, I'm speaking about him because I want to look at the so-called bit parts of scripture. The people who just have a line or two, they come on from stage left, they do their bit, off they go, and we probably never hear from them again. And in this rather dry list of names, Jabez, we are told, was more honourable than his brothers. That's a curious detail. Is the writer saying that his brothers were dishonourable and that he was the exception, or that indeed he came from an honourable family, but he excelled in honour? I'm not sure. And yet he has a name which is not terribly honourable. His mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain or in sorrow. Well, all babies are born in sorrow and pain. Quite why she felt the need to commemorate him. Presumably, either perhaps was he the firstborn and she didn't know what she was letting herself in for, or though he was more honourable than his brothers, did he also cause more pain than his brothers? And she wanted to commemorate that painful, excruciating birth. Matthew Henry gives her a kind of positive motive for that name. It was to, he thinks, remind her of the fact that God delivered her. Not only was it a painful birth, he might suggest, but also a dangerous one, one from which she might reasonably have died, and the poor child with her. And that name was to remind her, and possibly him, that though there is pain and hardship, God does deliver. Nevertheless, it is not perhaps the kind of name what one would want to bear going through life, and he does refer to it again. Back to him. He's more honourable. And then we're given more details about this strange character and what he does. He called on the God of Israel. He was a man of prayer. He communicated, sought the attention of God. Which God? Sometimes people tell me, oh, I like to wander around the countryside in prayer. And yet, speaking to them, I'm not quite sure who they're praying to. Well, we have no doubt to whom Jabez was addressing his prayer, the God of Israel. And there were many people living in ancient Israel who had heard of the God of Israel, but never prayed to the God of Israel. It wasn't like the lazy atheism of today. They believed in Baal, Molech, and Asherah. They were praying to pagan deities. Perhaps part of Jabez's advanced honour is that he was faithful to the God of Israel, when perhaps many were not. The fact that the writer gives us the name of the God he's praying to would indicate he was living in an age when many were not praying to the God of Israel. So he's faithful in his prayer life. However, we're given the nature of the prayer. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. We might think that Jabez is a selfish man. He wants to be blessed by God. And yet to pray and seek the blessing of God is not a selfish thing. Because when God blesses a man or a woman, that blessing is always shared to others. The person who never blesses you has never had the blessing of God. The one who is truly blessed of God delights to bless the people of God. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. He knows that God has blessing to spare. He knows that God delights to bless and honour those who seek him, those who follow him, those who talk to him. I think Jabez also understands that God rather likes to be asked. The second limb of his prayer is to enlarge his territory. I think in the King James Version, his coasts. Is Jabez a farmer who wants more land? More money, more profits? Possibly. In chapter 2, verse 55, we're told, and the families of the scribes who dwelt at Jabez were the Tirathites. Again, Matthew Henry thinks that was the home of Jabez, and that it was a place of scholarship, of learning, of copying out the law and preserving it. So when he's saying, expand my territory, it's not just give me more land or a little kingdom, but rather my town, my settlement. It is a place where the scribes live, where your word is honoured. Oh Lord, will you not enlarge it, make it bigger, make it better? He has some territory, but he seeks the blessing of God to enlarge it. The third limb, that your hand would be with me. That is, of course, an expression. He's not thinking that, you know, the literal hand of God is going to be kind of visible to him or shaking his hand all the time, but rather the strength of God would be with him. The activity of God would be with him. The attention of God would be with him. Lord, may your hands be with me. Perhaps he knows that to be blessed is one thing, to have an enlarged territory another, but except the Lord's, take his hand and hold it, his new territory will be no good. The blessing wasted. That you would keep me from evil. He knows there is evil around. Perhaps he understands his own inability to deflect sin. His own inability to remain faithful. He wants here supernatural help. Deliver us from evil. We were instructed to pray. And here is Jabez almost praying that very prayer hundreds of years before the Lord himself taught us to pray it. Oh, that you would keep me from evil. Is he referring to the devil? We don't know. The evil of other human beings, there's plenty of that to go around. Perhaps he's referring to the evil of his own heart. We're not specified, or we're not told the source of the evil. Perhaps he meant all of it. That he needs God's help. That he, and then the final hymn, that I may not cause pain. Again, the authorized version has it slightly differently. That it may not grieve me. I understand the grammar can allow both. This man who was born in extraordinary pain, who, if we don't take Matthew Henry's more kindly explanation for it, was lumbered with so negative a name. Does not want that to be a characteristic of the rest of his life. He doesn't want a past event to define him. He doesn't want the trauma of his birth to dictate a trauma of his life. That I may not cause pain, that I may not be grieved. I think the godly man does not particularly want pain, and he certainly does not want to inflict it on others. He inflicted it on his poor mother. He would not inflict it on those around him. And we're told rather beautifully, so God granted him what he requested. I don't think the Lord grants prayer requests which are wrong or evil. This request for more territory was not born of greed. The fact that the Lord granted it knows, yeah, I think the Lord is acknowledging there that Jabez means well. Jabez is a man who wants to serve me. I am going to enlarge his territory. My hand is going to be with him. I am going to keep him from evil. And I don't want him to cause pain or indeed to be grieved. God granted him what he requested. What a beautiful pair of jewels verses 9 and 10 constitute in what might otherwise appear to be a rather arid chapter of genealogy. And I don't want to read too much into this, because I'm sure many of the other names mentioned belonged to godly men and women. But at least here, they are not characterized by prayer. But Jabez is. They came and they went. They had children, they had grandchildren. And then they had children and grandchildren. Wonderful. Bravo. But Jabez prayed for God's blessing. And God was delighted to bless him, to enlarge his territory, to keep him from evil and prevent him from causing pain. Two gems there, which I think are most encouraging to read ahead of a time of intercession. Amen. Mm-hmm.